Dear friends in Christ, our reading today from 1 Kings has all the elements of a good drama. There are a large crowd of people, several kings, conflict, both personal and philosophical, and even an object lesson. As for the object lesson, though, I do not recommend that you make for yourselves horns of iron and use them for your next children's sermon. It might work no better than it did for Zedekiah, the son of Hananah. In our reading, we have two groups of prophets. On one side is a large contingent of 400 prophets who predict for King Ahab and the visiting King Jehoshaphat exactly what they want to hear, that they will be victorious in warfare against Ramoth-Gilead. We might very well compare them to today's feel-good preachers who tell their audience exactly what they want to hear. On the other hand, perhaps saying two groups is not accurate, since on the other side is not a group, but only a single solitary prophet of the Lord, the prophet Micaiah, the son of Imlah. He predicts for King Ahab that he would be defeated and killed in battle. We did not read the remainder of the 22nd chapter of 1 Kings to find out what happened, but you could probably guess even if you didn't know the story. Micaiah was right. King Ahab was shot by a random bull shot and died on the battlefield. What Micaiah did took guts. Micaiah stood up before the same King Ahab who, together with his wife Jezebel, had so scared Elijah that he had left the country in fear. King Ahab was no friend of the true prophet. Yet Micaiah told the messenger who came to get him, "As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I will speak." He didn't base his message on what his hearers wanted to hear. He didn't take a poll and then tell his hearers what the poll said. He simply and forthrightly told King Ahab what Yahweh said to him. And Micaiah paid for his forthrightness. King Ahab put him in prison. Perhaps the parallel I drew between the 400 prophets in Ahab's court and today's feel-good preachers is a little far-fetched, but the situation certainly is not. St. Paul wrote to the young pastor Timothy, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." The situation in which Micaiah found himself is not unique. It is happening today in our culture. You who are studying to be pastors and, God willing, will someday proclaim the gospel of God may find that people prefer a feel-good message. Our response is the same as Micaiah's. For St. Paul told Timothy, just before he talked about the itching ears, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching." Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, what the Lord says, that I will speak." Preach the word is what St. Paul said. It was the vocation of a true prophet at the time of Micaiah, some 800 years before the time of Christ. It was the vocation of a true prophet in the early church, and it remains the vocation of a true prophet now, 2,000 years after the birth of Christ. For it is only through that word of God that God has chosen to act. Most of you are familiar enough with the Augsburg Confession to know that we confess that God effects faith through his word where and when it pleases him. Our reading today is a good example of that preaching not effecting faith. Ahab had heard God's law in no uncertain terms from Micaiah, yet he refused to believe. Ahab's refusal to believe did not stop Micaiah from preaching the word. He simply continued to proclaim his message of law to Ahab. He told Ahab how utterly contemptible in God's sight all his evil deeds were. We have to admit that because Ahab never did heed the law, that Micaiah never was able to proclaim the gospel of forgiveness in the coming Messiah, the Savior promised to come through the Jewish people to save all people. But then God does not ask true prophets for results. As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I will speak. That is the mark of a true prophet. Preach the word. That is the mark of a true prophet. And since we are using Micaiah as an example, we must also say that being a true prophet is sometimes less than thrilling. Even St. Paul told the young Timothy in the same context as the verses already quoted, "As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Fulfill your ministry. Yes, that's a command. But Micaiah showed us that a true prophet will do it. Timothy also showed us, God who is faithful will never command you to do something without giving you the Holy Spirit to work in you to accomplish what he wills. God calls you to a vocation in which you are to be faithful pastors, stewards of God's word. And at your ordination, you will promise to do exactly that with the help of God. You will join with Micaiah in saying, as the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I will speak. Amen.